The MTA has decided to honor a disability rights advocate who died earlier this year and was known for clashing with the agency over its lack of accessible subway stations. WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports.
At the 175th Street station in Upper Manhattan, MTA officials and board members, borough president Gail Brewer, and disability rights groups gathered in front of the elevator there to unveil a new plaque bearing the name of the both cantankerous and righteous Edith Prentice.
One, two, Edith!
Yay! Camel Arroyo is the MTA's chief accessibility officer. He praised Prentice for being both a powerhouse and tireless advocate.
When you see a new elevator opening, or a platform gap closed, or an accessible art in our system, know that Edith Prentice helped make it happen.
Before she died in March, Prentice was known for calling out the MTA for its lack of working elevators and inaccessible stations during board meetings, community forums, and through several lawsuits that her group, Disabled in Action, filed. Joe Rappaport is executive director of Brooklyn Center for Independence of the Disabled. He says if the MTA really wants to honor Prentice, it should start by settling the four lawsuits it's currently fighting.
A plaque is nice. Edith herself would undoubtedly argue that settling lawsuits would be a lot better.
The MTA says it doesn't comment on litigation. The lawsuits are over a variety of violations of the Americans with Disabilities Act, including doing major renovations but not adding elevators, as well as lack of maintenance for existing elevators. The MTA is planning to install 70 elevators across the system. The funding still relies, in part, on money from congestion pricing, which is still in the planning phase. The MTA says it also plans to upgrade 78 other existing elevators. The one at 175th Street, though, appeared to be working on the day the agency honored Edith Prentice.
Let's hope the elevator works.
Stephen Nesson, WNYC News.